Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m., and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio in Sitka, Alaska. And joining me in the studio are two folks from the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Bela Lax is the programming director for the after-school program, which starts on the 20th, for the most part. And Adam Landis is one of the instructors. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Good morning.
Well, Bela, let's start with you. Most of the programming starts on the 20th, and there's a whole variety of courses for kids and for adults alike. Can you tell us a bit about the after-school program?
Yeah, it starts the week of the 20th. There are some exceptions. There's one starting this Saturday for kids about 1 to 4 with parents doing art with Sandy Fontaine. We've got photography classes and ceramics and dance and watercolor painting for all ages. There's a really big variety.
And where can people find more information about the classes that are being offered?
We've got information up on sitkafineartscamp.org, and they can also stop by the office or call us.
Are some of the classes pretty popular? Should parents be really thinking about signing their kids up soon?
Yep, definitely. A lot of the younger kids' classes, they fill up, so definitely call them, sign up.
And you'll be teaching a class, won't you?
Mm-hmm. It's in the Science Center with Ashley, the education manager. And we're going to be doing observational drawing and watercolor painting with the live animals in the aquarium and the touch tanks, and also pulling out the specimens and doing work from them.
So it's a hybrid of science and art.
Yep.
What have you been hearing from parents about the various classes and programs offered through the after-school program?
So far, we've had really good feedback. A lot of people are really excited about the variety. After last term, I asked people what they wanted to see more of, and we tried to get more adult classes and add to it.
So tell me about the adult classes.
So right now we have Adam is teaching a photo class for adults and high school students. Also, we have Franny Donahoe. She's a local Sitkin who is now doing professional dance at an international level, and she came back and she's teaching partner dance, contact, improv for advanced dancers, and an adult modern class.
And in terms of the children's classes, what are some of those classes that you really want to make sure parents know about, might not be aware of?
Yeah, we've got Strublin watercolors with Laura, and Sandy's teaching a duck stamp contest class. And
a duck stamp contest?
Yeah.
What is that?
There's a contest where kids can... We can draw different types of waterfowl and submit it, and if it gets accepted, they get their work printed as a stamp.
Well, that's really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
We've got pinhole photography for middle school students where you get to build your own camera and then learn how to use it.
And so classes range from pre-K through middle school?
We've got preschool all the way until high school and the adults, yeah. Big range, everything.
Okay, wonderful. And Adam, you're teaching a DSLR digital photo class. What's involved with that and who's it for?
Basically, that's for, you know, the older, maybe high school, but especially adults who have a fancy camera that they've purchased, an SLR camera, who are kind of stuck in the program mode or the automatic mode. So this is kind of trying to get them to break out into the manual mode so that they can kind of create the pictures that they want to create rather than just hoping for the best at the back, you know, looking at the back of the camera.
I can imagine some folks might be a little nervous about, you know, breaking out their fancy camera and trying to figure it out in front of other people.
Yeah, I think I would be most nervous about dropping that much money on a, you know, basically a really heavy necklace. I think that people should not worry about it. You know, it's going to be super fun. It's going to be more about just learning how to use the camera than it is about who can take the best photo.
And you're also going to be teaching a different kind of a class for kids and preferably also their parents.
Yeah, I'm going to be teaching a nature journaling class also. And ideally, parents would sign up with their kids and we'll, you know, maybe take a couple walks, work with some agency partners in town to do some still life with, you know, the Forest Service, some of their props that they have. And yeah, it's just a good way to spend some time with your kid and enjoy a really fun activity.
So a variety of classes.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are all offered through the Sitka Fine Arts Camp After School Art Program. Bela, can you tell us again about how long this is going to run?
Yep. So starting the week of January 20 to 24th and ending the week of February 24th to 28th, with a few exceptions. We've got dance classes happening this month. And Sandy's art class for 1 to 4-year-olds is also starting this Saturday.
And are most of these classes held on the campus?
Yeah, most of them are either in the Yaw Art Center right on Sheldon Jackson campus or in Allen. There's some dance up there. My class is in the Science Center, There's a few exceptions, but mostly right on Sheldon Jackson, yeah.
How can people sign up?
They can go on the website and look at the classes there and then give us a call or stop by, and we can sign them up over the phone or in person.
And what's your phone number?
It's
if you know it off the top of your head.
907-747-3085.
Okay. Any further comments from either of you?
No, I think the folks should sign up as soon as possible.
You, Adam, I think are particularly excited about your classes from talking with you, it seems. You just glow.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Bela Lax, who's programming director for the Sitka Fine Arts Camp's after-school program. And Adam Landis will be teaching a DSLR digital photo class through that program, as well as a nature journaling class for youngsters and their parents, if their parents would like to come along. You can contact the Sitka Fine Arts Camp through their website or give them a call.